Saudi Arabia has sent more tanks and weapons for its troops in Bahrain during the Grand Prix race in Manama. Activists say the tanks were sent by heavy military transport vehicles crossing the main bridge that links the two countries together. Clashes have also been reported across the country between police and protesters. Demonstrators do not want the race to continue in their country. Now they believe that the government uses the event to portray a calm situation. Protesters say they have been occupied by a foreign country since then. Saudi Arabia invaded Bahrain in March of 2011 to help crush the ongoing revolution there. Now demonstrators are demanding the downfall of the Al-Khalifa dynasty. Scores of people have been killed and many others put behind bars by Saudi-backed regime forces. Switching over to London, joined by political commentator Mr. Chris Bambury. Thank you so much for being with us. Mr. Bambury, how do you see the situation? I want to understand, as far as your perspective, the involvement of, let's say, your country in all of this, because if international entities had put more pressure, for example, on the Formula One, or in general, let's say, on the government in Manama, do you think that we would have the situation that we do? And basically, why aren't they putting the pressure that they should?
The British and the Americans have put no pressure really whatsoever on the Al-Khalifa regime. And the primary reason for that is does not lie in Bahrain itself. It lies in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is now the primary ally of the West in the Arab world. It's the key bastion against the forces of the Arab Spring, of the Islamic Awakening. And the British and Americans don't want to do anything to upset the Saudi Arabians. In addition, they also have very, very profitable economic relations with the Saudis, not just in terms of oil, but in terms of arms sales. And therefore, the British and the Americans have said nothing of any substance over the human rights situation in Bahrain, or indeed the Saudi invasion of Bahrain, because they don't want to upset Riyadh. That is a primary reason.
Well, Chris, let me just jump in here. Let me just jump in here with what you've just said.
It's a race which is run against a bloody backdrop.
If what you say, Chris, can you hear me?
There are blood on the hands of the people running this race. And it is no good, for instance, Bernie Eccleston, the head of Formula One, now coming out as he said today, that the Bahrainis are stupid to have the race, his word, stupid, against the background of the protest. They've known about these protests. They've insisted in going ahead with this race. It has been the determination of the people of Bahrain to demonstrate for self-determination and democracy in the last few days against the scandal of this Formula One race, against increasing repression, which has reached a point where clearly the Bahrainis themselves, the Bahraini regime, are no longer capable of policing the situation and have had to call for help once more from the Saudi Arabians. And I think here in Britain, we should be putting the maximum pressure, this is where Formula One is based, to end this race in Bahrain, to withdraw the British head of security.
Okay, well, thanks, Chris. We're having some audio difficulties, but we appreciate you being with us out of London. Political commentator Chris Bambury.